Force is strong in my family. My father has it. I have it.
The Force Awakened with a vengeance last night as the newest Star Wars film drew passionate and casual followers alike to theaters across the country and around the world. Critics are saying the movie is reminiscent of the original trilogy that came out in the 1970s. One element that is quite different, though, is the diversity of the cast. The leads include a British actor of Nigerian background, a woman, and a Guatemalan American. Joining me now to talk about the impact of that is Michael Bennett, associate research professor in the School for the Future of Innovation and Society and the Center for Science and the Imagination at ASU. Michael, how do you interpret the diverse approach in The Force Awakens?
There are at least three ways to think about the diversity dimension of the film, or dimensions, really, of the film. On the one hand, or first, there's just the cultural and political moment that we're in. Even though the Star Wars narrative takes place in a distant past, it's conflated with future-oriented science fiction. And as a vision of the future, it has political significance. In effect, it implicitly endorses the presence of certain types of people in certain types of positions and in certain types of contexts. And as a central element of American culture, as well as global culture, that's meaningful and important. Science fiction, more broadly, has a long and venerable tradition of thinking through the implications of different types of people in new types of situations, literally on new worlds. And so we shouldn't be surprised in the 21st century we see a very diverse set of actors and characters.
How vital is that to broadening people's perspectives who may see it and just broadening the general popularity?
I think it's absolutely critical. It's essential, even. Science fiction has always had a didactic impulse. It wants to teach us what can be. In some ways, it's radically unconcerned with the empirics of the world around us. It wants us to think about how the world could be, what desirable futures might look like. And in some ways, in its highest and best forms, we could even understand that it is nudging us towards those futures.
Looking back at some of science fiction, and this is more than a couple of decades ago, but the original Star Trek TV series was given some credit for being more diverse in terms of its casting. Are there certain examples to you that come about, you think of, well, this is a good example of where diversity in science fiction really came together on a higher scale?
It's really interesting that you mention the original Star Trek television series, because there's a great anecdote about race and politics and diversity connected to it. Nichelle Nichols has gone on record as saying that about halfway through that show's very short, I think it was only three seasons, that show's very short run, she was thinking about leaving the show. She was unhappy for various reasons. She goes home, the phone rings, she picks it up, and it's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the phone saying to her, first of all, that he's so happy with her presence there. Secondly, that's the only television show that he allows his family to watch. And third, that she can't leave the show because her presence there represents black people, black Americans specifically, in the future. And in that sense, the show plays a vital political role. And I think that's really what's at stake here from a political and a cultural perspective. When you have television shows and movies that, in effect, engineer or fabricate visions of the future, it's foolish to not think that those visions would contour the imaginations of people, both very young and very old, and help them think about what type of future they might want to live in, perhaps even create.
Michael Bennett, thanks for coming in.
Certainly my pleasure.
Michael Bennett of ASU's School for Science and the Imagination.